Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi there and welcome to The Daily Home Edit, your daily dose of all things decorating, design and style from the team at Home Beautiful Magazine. I'm Katrina O'Brien, I'm the Managing Editor of Home Beautiful Magazine, and today in the HB studio we are very lucky to have as our expert guest landscape designer and all-round gardening pro Matt Lacey from award-winning design company Land Art. Welcome to the studio, Matt.
Thank you.
With much of the country in drought and strict water restrictions in place, water is basically a luxury today. So is it possible to still have a decent garden when water is so scarce?
It is. I think calling something a water-wise garden can be a little bit misleading. Mm-hmm. There is, you can set up your garden so it just literally relies on the rain, mm-hmm. and that is definitely achievable. The thing about it is plants never look as good when they're not getting regular water as mm-hmm. when they do get regular water. So even some succulents, you know, if they're in full sun and they're exposed to a heat with not that much water, they're going to not look at their best. So mm-hmm. so many succulents look better when they're just getting half a day of sunlight a day, which right. is kind of not what you think when you look at succulents. Mm. You go, they're a succulent, they go in the full sun and they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And that's true, they will. Mm-hmm. They just won't look as good. You know, often they'll get red tips and they'll look more kind of dried out and less lush than what they mm-hmm. so they're not looking to their full potential. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely a great thing to use if you're looking to create a water-wise garden.
So there's particular plants you should be looking at, basically.
Yeah, and depending on the look of the garden that you want, mm-hmm. too. I mean, there's no good planting this amazing water-wise garden that purely uses succulents if you hate using succulents.
Yes,
you know?
That's so, right, exactly.
So it's often better to mix them up with other things mm-hmm. that make the garden look greener and softer as well. Mm-hmm. There are plants like papyrus, like a pear tree. They don't need that much water mm-hmm. as much as you would think. And yep. you can incorporate those into the garden. You can incorporate some hedging and still get a really nice result by mixing those with succulents and grasses okay. and those hardier things. So it's really just about identifying what you want your garden to look like mm-hmm. and then choosing the plants that are going to get you as water wise as possible. Mm-hmm. You're never going to be completely water wise unless you do go down that more arid looking garden okay. path, mm-hmm. excuse the pun. But the main thing besides that would be to then get a really good layer of mulch on, and if you can, put in a drip line irrigation system.
Okay.
So then you're not losing a lot of water in evaporation. You know, it's all happening underneath the mulch.
So the mulch is keeping it happening.
Yes. So a drip line irrigation mm-hmm. system, basically you place that underneath the mulch mm-hmm. so it goes unseen, and then it slowly drips water out of it's just like a hose mm-hmm. under the mulch that drips water out slowly. So it's slowly just feeding the garden with water.
And can you do that when you've got water restrictions still
in place?
You can, yeah,
okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So right. you can still do that at the moment. It depends great. On the level yep. of the water restriction, mm-hmm. but we can still do that at the
in
moment.
Sydney, yeah.
And you've got to have a rain gauge or a soil tester on your irrigation system as well, so it knows not to come on if it's been raining.
Mm-hmm. But God, that's all getting very smart, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, the technology with irrigation is really cool at the moment. You can
great.
Control it from your iPhone.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool. That sort of constant water will mm-hmm. just keep your garden and your plants looking so much better than if you're trying to do the water-wise thing and using a handheld hose to water your garden.
Okay.
Because once the soil dries out, it's really hard to get that moisture back in.
Okay.
So if you let it dry out and then you go, gosh, we haven't had rain in 3 months, I really need to water the garden, you go out there with a hose and you just notice that the water's just running over the top of the soil and not getting down into the soil, it's really hard to penetrate that water back into the soil without starting to dig it up and do other things like add mulch or compost or organic matter or something like that.
So it's better to keep it a bit sort of, you know, watered the whole
absolutely.
Way through.
It's much more efficient mm-hmm. to have that consistent water going to your plants. Your plants are going to love it more. Your soil's going to love it more. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to use less water than all the water you waste trying to hose it and having it run off the top of the soil. And mm-hmm. an irrigation system is just an insurance policy for mm-hmm. your plants, really. Mm-hmm. And then a really good layer of mulch over the top of that.
Is it possible to still have grass in a garden when there's not much water around?
It's possible, but it's really hard for families, I think. Like if you've got young or kids or even teenage kids, it's hard to get away with not having grass. Like they really rely on it.
Yep.
Grass is going to, through long periods of drought, grass is going to brown off completely pretty much. And there are some more drought-tolerant grasses than others, but if grass is not getting water, all of it will brown off.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good at bouncing back. Like as soon as it gets water, it'll come back to its green pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard to maintain and keep a lawn if in periods of drought.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, you don't want to be irrigating your lawn so much because that usually relies on big sprayers,
right,
which can lose a lot of water to evaporation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a drip line irrigation in a lawn as well, but then that can create problems with maintenance because if you put a pitchfork in there or someone digs into the lawn, you can kill your whole irrigation
right,
system.
Okay. Yep.
But to try and hand water a lawn through a summer with a drought going on is a really hard task.
Okay.
And so, and you can't use sprinklers or anything like that either. So there's no real kind of solution to the mm-hmm. lawn thing. If mm-hmm. if you're going to have lawn, you probably
be prepared
yeah, for mm-hmm. some battles with it.
Yep.
But get a drip line irrigation system underneath it, because at least that way you know if there's water restrictions, you can still use your irrigation.
Yep.
But you know, be careful if you ever stick a fork in the ground.
Are there any types of grass that's better than that's more resistant than other ones?
A softleaf buffalo
yep.
is going to be more drought tolerant than say a cooch
mm-hmm.
Or even a kikuyu. It's probably going to still okay. hold its green longer than those other grasses, but still you're going to face brown with periods of drought.
Okay. And any tips for watering? It needs to be in the morning?
Yep. So yep. You can use a handheld hose yep. with a trigger nozzle
yep.
and any time before 10 or after 4
mm-hmm.
at this level restriction that we have at the moment.
And you'd be wanting to give a good soak rather than just doing a bit
yeah,
now
absolutely.
And then.
Yeah. If you can stand there once a week and
yep.
give it a really good deep root soaking,
mm-hmm.
you're much better off than giving a little spray over the top of it 5 times a week.
Excellent.
So spend the time, get it right down to the bottom of the roots and do it once a week and you'll have a green lawn still.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Matt.
No worries.
And thanks very much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And please subscribe, rate and review The Daily Home Edit. And we'll see you next time. See ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.